Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taylor Swift tops the Billboard 200 and Hot 100, and Adele tells Spotify no shuffle on 30. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, November 22nd.
Like to be my old self again, but I'm still trying to find it after plaid shirt.
Taylor Swift has hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with All Too Well, Taylor's version. The song, long considered a classic among her catalog, is from her new re-recorded LP, Red, Taylor's version.
I remember it all too well.
This is her eighth Hot 100 number one. Tay first released the song on her 2012 album Red, with that version having spent a week on the Hot 100 at number 80. And that's not the only Taylor news. She also re-recorded her Christmas bop, Christmas Tree Farm. It's available exclusively on Amazon Music, and the superstar recorded the old-timey version at London's iconic Abbey Road Studios, alongside a 70-piece orchestra. She spoke to GMA.
This new version is amazing because it feels like it's that more sort of laid-back Christmas feel.
Here's the new Billboard 200, dated November 27th, reflecting the tracking week ending November 18th. Taylor Swift storms in at number one with Red, Taylor's version, her re-recording of her 2012 album, Red, which led the list for 7 weeks in 2012 and 2013. The new 30-track release, which adds a bevy of From the Vault songs like I Bet You Think of Me,
I Bet You Think About Me,
gives Taylor a milestone 10th number one, making her just the second woman with 10 or more number ones in the chart's 65-year history, behind Barbara Streisand, who has 11. Red, Taylor's version, earned 605,000 equivalent album units in the U.S., according to MRC data, which also marks the second largest week of the year. Elsewhere on the new Billboard 200, Silk Sonic arrives at number two with the pair's first album, An Evening with Silk Sonic, bowing with 104,000 units. Twice captures its second top 10 album and highest charting effort yet, as Formula of Love debuts at number three with 66,000 units. Summer Walker's Still Over It falls from number one to number four in its second week, earning 64,000 units. And rounding out the top five is Drake's former number one, Certified Lover Boy, which still holds the title of the largest week of the year with 613 units. This week, it's down from number three with 57,000 units. Another notable entry this week, Jason Aldean's Macon debuts at number eight with 37,000 units, marking his ninth top 10.
Go easy on me, baby.
Adele has one wish when it comes to 30. Listen to the songs in the order the Easy on Me star presents them. A wish granted by Spotify when it agreed to remove its default shuffle feature from her fourth studio album. On November 20th, Adele tweeted, "This was the only request I had in our ever-changing industry. We don't create albums with so much care and thought into our track listing for no reason. Our art tells a story, and our story should be listened to as we intend it. Thank you, Spotify, for listening." The music streaming giant replied, "Anything for you." In a statement to Billboard, a spokesperson for Spotify further explained, "As Adele mentioned, we are excited to share that we have begun rolling out a new premium feature that has been long requested by both users and artists to make play the default button on all albums," noting that those still wanting to shuffle an album can go to the now playing view and select the shuffle toggle. 30 is the long-awaited follow-up to 2015's 25. So far, the project's lead single, Easy on Me, has spent 4 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, as well as Billboard's global charts.
Thanks, Jordan. That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.